નમો મહાબતન્નાય કૃષ્ણ પ્રેમ After crossing the river Ganges,
We went to Nandan Acharya Bhavan. At that time it was like a forest. So many deers were there. You know, the in villages, they don't not like up cemented and so not good estate. But very neat and clean.
Mud wall.
Made and clay covered with cow dung, coarse, very pure and polished. He went straight in a room, in a house of Nandan Acharya. He was charmed by the beauty of Navadvip Dham, seeing of Nityananda Prabhu, here all the birds became so happy, especially cuckoo birds, and began to sing so sweet. Vasant Ritu was there to make swagat of welcoming Nityananda Prabhu. He thought that if my Kanai is here, he knows past, future and present. So he must know, he will know me that I am here. I will trust if Gaurichandra is coming and searching me and here. If he will meet me today, then I will think that, oh, Kanai is there. And if he is not coming directly to me, not searching me, then I will think that my Kanai is not here. He will be anyone else. So he hid himself and went straight in the house of Nandan Acharya. In morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Srinivas Acharya and all his companions that I think that I have seen a dream that any Mahapurush, very high class of Mahapurush, has come here. His Uttam Mahabhagavatam. So I want that you should go and search him, where he is, and bring to me him. Srivas Acharya, with so many devotees, he went to search, but it was very hard task, because at that time Navadvip was not like this little Navadvip. It was divided into so many sectors, about 22 sectors were there, very big, big sectors.
Navadvip only.
Only Navadvip. So it was very big task to search him. From morning to evening they searched everywhere, here and there, in all temples, in all homes, everywhere, in the bank of Ganges River. But they could not search him. At last they returned to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told that we have not seen any Mahapurush that you have given idea. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him then that if you see anyone big, big hands coming to this Ajanulambita Bhuja and golden collar, very tall and very sound helm, always tears in his eyes, always calling Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Sometimes naked, like Avadhu. They searched but they could not find. At last, they returned to Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, told that we have not found any person like this, you told. No Mahabhagavata. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes, I should do. Then he took his companion and he at once directly came to Nandan Acharya. No here, they are not searching.
ये शाम का समय था.
हाँ शाम. एंड इन द इवनिंग जमे ही सॉ दैट महापुरुष इज गोल्डन कॉलर वेपिंग समटाइम्स अष्टसात्विक भाव. अष्टसात्विक यू नो हस्त रोमांच कंप अश्रु सुलभ वैवर्ण ऑल दिस. Now at days we cannot see a person like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once saw and he stood up there like a statue. Nityananda Prabhu also saw. Two eyes became
four.
Four became. Four became two.
And four became one.
Two become one.
Become one.
Heart two and eyes four. So heart two become one.
Both were standing for a moment. No talking, nothing, quite silent. At once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran after Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu ran after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and both together embraced each other. And after Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, they became senseless, fell flat on the earth, began to roll down, and Hare Krishna 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 both. Earth was damped by the years of. After that, sometime all the devotees used to get
fanning them,
and they brought
Ganges
water, they washed their mouths, and thus they were pacified after that. You are Kanai? No, I am not Kanai. I am Sachinanda. He told that, oh, you are Nityananda? Again they began to walk. In the meantime, there, where they were involved, anyone told, Varaha Pidam Natavarabhu Karnayo Karnika Jibhradabhasa Kanaka Kapisham Vajayanti Chamalam Arandhana Venuradar Sudaya Purayan Gopavandai Vrindaranam Sabadarapanam Prabhishatagi. Hearing this, both again began to cry Krishna Krishna, and they began to faint. After some time, when they were in senses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, keeping his hand on the shoulder of Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu keeping his hand on the shoulder of
Mahaprabhu,
they both came to Sachinandan house, Sachi Devi. Sachinandan saw, Mother Sachi, he saw Nityananda Prabhu, and he took him like his son, and he, what, gave heartily blessings to them both, and he told that I had two sons, but once my elder son had taken sannyas and he is done away. But now I am seeing that my son has returned, and she took Nityananda Prabhu and in his laps, Nityananda Prabhu then took the breast of Sachima, and began to sob milk coming. After that, Nityananda Prabhu went to Srivas Pandit home, and there Malini Devi was there, the wife of Srivas Pandit, and he took him like his son, adopted son, and with Nityananda Prabhu, with Malini, he used to be naked at that practically from outside, he went to Katwa and took sannyas from Param Pujya Path Siddhartha Swami. He has so much respect for him, and also Pujya Path Siddhartha Maharaj has so much honor and respect for all Guruji. Guruji Maharaj has come first from Siddhartha Maharaj to Prabhupada, and he has served so much. So all, not only Pujya Path Siddhartha Maharaj, but all the Vaishnavas and disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they also used to honor our Gurudev. Gurudev is like a lion. Anyone cannot challenge him anything. And he knew so many new arguments. No need of giving scriptures.
Evidence.
Nothing. Only very
strong arguments.
Strong arguments. If any one used to come, by seeing his personality, he becomes defeated. He was so big person. And then come to touch my body. And so many brahmachari, he has started Brihad Mridanga. What is Brihad Mridanga? This Mridanga has sound, but little sound. And Brihad means when praise and publication is Brihad Mridanga. He can go any corner of world, everywhere in world, out of world he can go. So by this, he published Ved Upanishad, Shastra, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all Goswami, so many things. And he started so many magazines, monthly periodicals,
also daily
weekly, daily newspaper, in English, in Hindi, in Bangla, in Gujarati, Uriya,
Assami,
so many. And he sent his disciples all over India. And after that he sent Pujyabhadvan Maharaj to England, and after that Goswami Maharaj, Pujyabhad Tirtha Maharaj. Sittaman means
old Bhakti
Maharaj. And after that he ordered Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, that he used to go and preach everywhere in English. Then Swamiji took sannyas from our Guruji in Mathura. And then he went to America where first.
Boston.
Boston. And from there,
New York.
22nd Avenue, where I went to pay regard to him. I have gone with so many devotees there. Actually, he did marvelous. And in very few times, in whole world, he preached the mission of Srila Prabhupada, the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our Goswamis, and he started so many missions, so many temples erected, and he met so many disciples all over the world. And after that, my Guruji sent me myself also, giving me in the hands of Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. I'm sending also for your help. He has given seeds of bhakti everywhere. Some seeds became
sprouts,
some became some little, two leaves, some branches, but no water. They began to dry. Then he sent me, and Swamiji called me, come on.
Water there.
I'm giving water to you, and you should waterize all everywhere and help them all. So I could not neglect their orders. I also went there and took the lot of dust feet of Swamiji like a very pure tirtha. And after that I began to also preach, and Swamiji helped me. He came in my heart, and also he came in my tongue. Gurudev also, and he thus made me so strong, and I began to preach. He sent me so many beautiful and very strong devotees to me, oh, go and help Swamiji himself. He said, Jadurani, not Jadurani, Balki,
Shyamarani,
Shyamarani, Brajana, Nandamuni,
Nandakishore,
Nandakishore Prabhu,
Gopa Vrindapa,
Gopa Vrindapa, wife of
Mula Prakriti,
Mula Prakriti, and
Bhukta,
Bhakta, Bhakta,
Govinda Bhakta,
Govinda Bhakta,
and his also assistant,
Raghunath Bhakta,
Raghunath Bhakta. Govinda Bhakta was sent by them as a spy to see what he is doing. He heard, he came to me to know what he is, to guard me and to see and look after me as a spy. But one day he heard my lectures and became my...
Became Guru Bhai.
And became?
Guru Bhai.
Guru Bhai. Also so many, they sent so many like this to watch over me, but all became mine. Thus Swamiji preached, so through me he preached, or Guru Maharaj gave so much strength to Swamiji and also to... Thus this preaching was so successful. After that they called me to come to Malaysia, Australia, Indonesia,
Singapore.
Bali, Singapore and all, and again they are dragging me there again. In Holland and America. So this is all the root is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. They are the first person in this age like Bhagirath who brought from Himalayas the Ganges. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Bhakti Bhagirath and he is Saptam Goswami. He gave this world two things. One, he discovered the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And secondly, he gave Bhakti Siddhanta. Bhakti Siddhanta he gave. What is Bhakti Siddhanta? And what event of Bhakti Siddhanta. So, we went there and paid our respect there. We are so much fortunate to go there. Guru Maharaj used to go there and telling only Prabhupada, Prabhupada and Diganthu.
We Peter.
Then he, by his, oh, used to tell.
By hint.
By hint. He could not speak. So we are doing namaskar, vidyam, pranam. Again I went to this place, this samadhi of Siddha Prabhupada. This samadhi was done by our Gurudev. At first some devotees, they wanted to make a funeral ceremony there in Calcutta on the on Ganges. Our Guru Maharaj became so angry and he told that if anyone tries, I will
break their legs.
Legs and everything. Then all became silent and they accepted the idea of Gurudev. And his Aprakrit body was pranked back to Navat India in Mayapur. And Guru Maharaj digged that samadhi and with his own hand he gave samadhi. I gave the samadhi of Bhakti Vyandar Swami. There are so many disciples of Swamiji. There were so many all others. But I don't know why he accepted me to give this. So I get. So we are also, we know that Prabhupada never died. He is always present. So he is there. Samadhi means samadhi. Sam in the same level. If a disciple becomes in the same level of Gurudev, then he can serve his Gurudev, otherwise not. If you want to serve Gurudev, then you will have to show disciple. Any Guru does not make any disciple, but he makes part Guru. I also told that he, Prabhupada, came and he told about Aprakrita. not prakrita, pratyaksha,
paroksha,
aparoksha,
adhakshaja,
adhaksha. Only aprakrit. The leelas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and leela of
Krishna
conjugal operator.
You told about
Dhaitya Das. I told that his name, what was his name?
Shivasubhanavi.
Shivasubhanavi.
Devi Daita.
Devi Daita. Daita means Palyadasi.
Medservant.
Very
loving.
Intimate.
Loving.
Affectionate. Intimate.
Gaur Premanande.
Sagiva.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Fasting. Anyone? Oh, you are not fasting. Also taking my name one time, even next time, and dive and then come here doing sandhyani and take mark. And then you may go to your destination, keeping your hearts with me.
Maharaj, here. Maharaj, what is our destination? You tell us.
Very good. Gaur Premanand.
আসলেন তখন তাহার একটি গ্রামেতে গেলেন, রাত্রিকালেতে পৌঁছলেন আর ওখানে কিছু লিখতে ছিলেন, লিখতে লিখতে তাহার ঘুম লেগে গেল। দেখছেন একটা দিব্য জ্যোতি বেরোচ্ছে আর একটা এমন সুন্দর দেবী মূর্তি ওখানে প্রতিষ্ঠিত হবে। ও সে যে দেখ ভালো দেখ আমাকে বাহার ব্রজ থেকে বাহার করবেন, দুটি যে লীলা ব্রজের লীলা আর মথুরা আর দ্বারকার এক লীলা আর ব্রজের লীলা দুটাকে একসঙ্গে করিস না, পৃথক পৃথক কর, এক জায়গা করবে। তুমি দেখেন তো তাহলে আমি একটা করে তো ভুল করেছি, দ্বারকার লীলা মাধুর্য আর মথুরা দ্বারকার লীলা মাধুর্যের মধ্যে একটা বেশ তফাত আছে। কৃষ্ণ বৃন্দাবনে তো মা মোহন মুরলী ইত্যাদি ধারণ করে আর ওখানে তো না, তো দুটা লীলা মধ্যে কথা ওইখানেতে বসুদেবের পুত্র দেবকীর পুত্র আর বৃন্দাবনেতে কৃষ্ণ নন্দ আর যশোদার পুত্র, তাহলে তো আমাকে পৃথক পৃথক করতে হবে। কিন্তু সত্যভামা তোর হি থট দেখো ঠিক He was in the morning, he was some sleeping. At that time he saw a dream that a very beautiful lady came and she is telling that, oh, you should do the books in two parts, not in one. Don't make one Krishna here and there. And his dream was gone. Then he thought, oh, this Satyabhama is here. And he is Satyabhama ma ke adesh diye chhe. Tokhan Puri gelen. Aar Puri te Mahaprabhu prasanga krame bolchen, dekho, Krishna ke Vrindavan theke bahar korbe na. Brajananandan te. Tokhan tale Satyabhama ja bolche, tai bolchen Mahaprabhu. যে কৃষ্ণকে বাহার নয়, কৃষ্ণের যে বৃন্দাবনে কৃষ্ণ তিনি মথুরা কৃষ্ণ নন, তার মধ্যে বৈশিষ্ট্য আছে। যেরকম ভাবেতে মায়ের ছেলে আর ওই ছেলে বিবাহ হয়ে গেলে ওই স্ত্রীর প্রতি দুটা এক হবে কি? মায়ের কাছে থাকে ছেলে তাহার তাহার মুড অন্যরকম, আর স্ত্রীর সঙ্গে থাকে তখন তাহার মুড কিরকম অন্যরকম হয়ে যায়। হ্যাঁ, আর ছেলে মেয়ের কাছে ওই বাপ অন্যরকমের বাপ নিজে হয়ে যায়, একই ব্যক্তি। আর ওইটি যদি কোর্টে গিয়ে জাজ হয় তাহলে তার মূল কি হবে? তখন যা তখন মাতা পিতা ভাই বন্ধুর সব সম্বন্ধ ছড়ে দিয়ে ওই তাকে বিচার করতে হয়। একই ব্যক্তি ওই রকম একই কৃষ্ণ, বৃন্দাবনের এক ভাবনা, এক রূপ, এক চিন্তা, আর ওখানে ভাবনা, এই জন্য আমাকে পৃথক। তখন তিনি পৃথক পৃথক ওই বইটাকে দুইটা করলেন, একটা নাম রাখলেন বিদগ্ধ মাধব, অন্যের নাম রাখলেন ললিত মাধব। বিদগ্ধ মানে হয় রসি, চতুর রসি, এমন রসি যে তাহার অঙ্গ প্রত্যঙ্গ থেকে রস দেবে, নচেৎ গোপীগণের সঙ্গে তিনি এই রাস ইত্যাদি করতে পারেন না। ওইগুলিকে তিনি বর্ণন করলেন এক জায়গায়। বিবাহ নাই অথচ প্রক্রিয়া ভাবতে গোপীগণের সঙ্গে যাবতীয় এমন ভাব প্রেমের সব লীলা করছেন যাতে জগতে এইরকমের ভাব প্রকট হয়, ওই হচ্ছে বিদগ্ধ মাধব। আর ললিত মাধব মানে হয় ললিত মাধব, মাধব মানে লক্ষ্মীপতি, বিদগ্ধ মাধব রসিক মা ভব, মা মানে লক্ষ্মী, এখানে রাধিকা মা, ভব মানে তাহার যতম। এখানেতে বিদগ্ধ মাধব মানে কি হল, রসিক চূড়ামণি অথচ শ্রীমতী রাধিকার কান্ত, রাধাকান্ত, উনি হচ্ছে মাধব। আর ললিত মাধব মানে অত্যন্ত সুন্দর, বিচিত্র সুন্দর, কিন্তু তার মধ্যে আর বাঁশি নাই, রূপ টুপ সব ওই বাঁশি নাই, তার মধ্যে ওই রসিকতা নাই, কিন্তু সুন্দর দেখতে। এখানে মা হল ওই সত্যভামা রুক্মিণী, আর তার পতি হচ্ছেন উনি হচ্ছেন ললিত মাধব। এই বলে দুটি বই লিখে, আর দুটি বই লিখে তার মধ্যে এমন ভাবে সেগুলি করলেন যে গোপীরাই ওখানেতে 16108 মহিষী হয়েছে, রাধিকা হয়েছেন সত্যভামা, রুক্মিণী হয়েছেন চন্দ্রাবলী হয়েছেন রুক্মিণী ইত্যাদি, এই সব প্রত্যেকটি গোপী ওখানে তাহার রাজমহিষী হয়েছে, আকৃষ্ণের সঙ্গে ওখানে মিলিত হয়েছে। আর পৃথক পৃথক করে দিয়ে পৃথক পৃথক করে সুন্দর করে বললাম, বিরহের একেবারে চরম সীমা, আবার মিলনের আনন্দের চরম সীমা। একটা বই হল বিদগ্ধ মাধব, মানে বিদগ্ধ মাধবের চরিত্র, আর একটা ললিত মাধব দ্বারকার। আফটার রূপ গোস্বামী রিচিং ইন পুরী, চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু টোল দ্যাট ডোন্ট টেক কৃষ্ণ আউট অফ বৃন্দাবন, দেন হি থট দ্যাট আই হ্যাভ ডান ওয়ান বুক, নাও উইল হ্যাভ টু ডু টু বুক। In one first book, Vidagdha Madhav, he wrote the pastime of Krishna, of Radha Kanta, Madan Mohan, Gopinath. In other book, he has told, narrated the pastimes of Dwarka, how all the gopis, in the shape of Rajmahishi, were married with Krishna. Chandravali was married to Krishna in the shape of Rukmini, Srimati Radhika in the shape of Satyabhama, he was married to Krishna. Here married, there not married, only Parthiva. So, first was told, the book was named Vidagdha Madhava, and second, so these are books. You cannot understand all these things without Guru or without Vaishnava. Ek sanghe to nai to? Krishna Vrindavan theke jokhon chole gelen, tokhon kara? Era na, orai chole gelo okhane Rajmahishi hoye. Kono na kono ghatna kromete আর বৃন্দাবন থাকলো না, বৃন্দাবনের লোক দেখলো না, আর ওখানে গিয়ে কৃষ্ণের সঙ্গে আবার বিবাহ ছিল।
সময় he was using my computer to make the raise of the harmonics. But now we need it back. So what should we do about having your computer?
You have taken back.
I will, because Brenda often needs it to transcribe. We have one, but the other. We have one.